A big huge hello to all listeners everywhere in the world. It's the premier Christian music station that offers you the best and more. Welcome to Champion FM Radio's Wednesday Classic Hits Show, where we feature the best of the past. And once again, we're going into the archives to play the music that inspired our Christian walk. So join me through this musical journey after some thoughts and God's Word. I happened to listen to an old secular favorite of mine yesterday and paid close attention to its lyrics. It's an early 80s song with an anti-war theme and asks its listeners if they want to be forever young. We all know that this world can never fulfill the band's dream of immortality. With all the wars, sicknesses, crime, and the wear and tear of this human shell. But the question remains, what happens after we do die? Do we simply just vanish into the earth and our bodies become fodder and food for the insects and animals? You know, many talk about having a soul. So, where does that go? Do we wander around on this earth everywhere? You know, Jesus made a profound statement, which if we can grasp and take hold of this truth, then we know that there is life after our mortal bodies give out. In Luke chapter 23, verses 40 until 43, we read the conversation between Jesus, the two thieves that were crucified together with him. And it says this: but the other criminal stopped the other thief. He said, "You should fear God. All of us will die soon. You and I are guilty. We deserve to die because we did wrong. But this man, this Jesus, has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you begin ruling as king." Then Jesus said to him, "I promise you, today you will be with me in paradise." Wow. You know, people, it would be such a shame to miss out on the fact that you have a chance to live in paradise, to know that there is life after death, that there is a heaven, a place where we can go and worship God, where there is joy, peace, no more suffering, a new body. Really. But that life can only be given through one person, through the Savior Jesus Christ. Today, make that decision and say yes. Now is never too late. Amen. I'm DJ ELC, and once again, welcome to our Classic Hits program right here on Champion FM Radio. We have Wes King to begin our show with Simplify, taken from his 1997 album, A Room Full of Stories.
Talked it over, I should have thought it through. think I might have bit off a little more than I could chew. Well, I have got to get out from underneath this weight that's gonna kill me. But the shining of the silver, the glimmer of the gold, giving me a fever, left me feeling cold. I'm right back in the middle, and if I don't come out soon, come in and get me. Yeah. 'Cause I keep slaying, hey, all these dragons, hey, all keep a coming. Ooh. And I keep praying, I'm
Lead me if you will. About him.
We just heard from Bethany Dillon and her Waking Up album version of her hit Let Your Light Shine from 2007. Before that, we heard the voice of former Petra frontman Greg X Vaults, and off his debut release The River Is Rising, that was the track Still Waters. Stay tuned for more classics right here on Champion FM after this message.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that's right, we're back on our Wednesday Classic Hits show with me, DJ ELC. And here is John Gibson with a track made famous by James Ingram and Michael McDonald. This is Yamo Be There from 1988.
Yeah. had to get Mr. Talkbox on his joint.
Hello.
Hey, is this Byron? Mr. Talkbox?
The one and only is on the phone.
What up? Hey, man, this is Toby Mac. How you doing?
Diversity.
You think if I send you a track out, you can drop something on it?
Yep, you know I got you, Toby.
So, has that rash cleared up?
Man, who told you about my rash?
Was it always circumstantial? Never any real potential. Obvious and so sequential, it always ends the same. Holding out with all that's in me, is it worth all this pretending? A story with an ugly ending is never worth the pain. So right here and now I am all in, 'cause I'm letting go of everything I am. Magic melody.
harmony. Creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphonies. But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now make is loud and strong.
It's all about him.
And yes, it's always been God's favorite tune when a sinner repents and accepts Jesus into their heart. We heard from Phillips, Craig, and Dean's favorite song of all from their very first album release from way back in 1992. The funky tune you heard just before that was from the trend-setting Toby Mac off his 2008 Portable Sounds album release. On our video of the day, we feature one of my favorite comedians, Brad Stein, and his clip entitled "Why Some Christians Are Spooked by Rock and Roll" and pokes fun at backward masking, music, and even more. To watch this ultra funny video, go to our website and to our comedy page after this broadcast. You've got me, your host, DJ ELC, playing the best classic hits today. And this is Brian Duncan with that beautiful pop ballad, A Heart Like Mine, from 1999.
Against your will, forced to sit through sermons and be still. Making trouble for the Sunday school teacher, running through the pews, just a child then. You were wide-eyed and confused. Screaming on the bus with all the youth, and more concerned with dating than with truth. Too cool to join the choir, too smart to go to school. Church was boring, and the scriptures just more rules. But all through the years, your open eyes and ears saw just enough of Christ among the people here to know what you could trust, to know that you were loved. Until there came the day your heart could finally say, I want to go where you are going, Lord. I want to be among your people where you are. I cannot live my life alone. I don't know how, but you would not bring me this far to leave me now. Finally off to college for the fall. 50 different lifestyles down one hall. Your professors question everything. Your roommates test your faith. And easy answers seem so out of place. Running from the chapel with your spouse, and making monthly payments on the house. You are living for your children, and they up and moved away. Your friends seem older, and worry fills your days. But all through the years, your open eyes and ears saw just enough of Christ among the people here to know what you could trust, to know that you were loved. Until there came the day your heart could finally pray, I want to go where you are going, Lord. I want to be among your people where you are. I cannot live my life alone. I don't know how, but you would not bring me this far to leave me now. You
Oh,
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
And that was Revive Us, O Lord by Steve Camp and co-written by both Carmen and Steve, taken from the album After God's Own Heart from 1987. And echoing what still happens till this day, growing up in Christian households, being bored with church, and finding out that the commandments feel like rules and are too stringent, we heard from Lanell Harris addressing those issues through the song I Want to Go off the album First Love from 1995. To touch on the topic of the song I Want to Go, you may be a millennial, a Gen Xer, or Gen Z, or even Gen Alpha, but you know, the issues are still similar. We all still need Jesus, and only when we embrace His love can we actually find peace in our hearts. The answer has not changed and will never change. The options to run away from the truth has. So go to Jesus. Before I go, I'll leave you with a ballad from the rock band White Heart entitled I'll Meet You There, from their album Freedom. I'm DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're